99.1 The Sports Animal brings you inside the fight game of the MMA.
Oh my God.
With a weekly one-hour show.
Whoa!
In the Cage MMA Radio.
Dude, this might be a bad idea.
Hosts Vince Ferrara and Tim Loy bring you a unique perspective from inside the sport. Vince is an MMA lead commentator, cage side at many events. Tim Loy is a former MMA organization president and current matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge.
From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Get big-time national MMA interviews, pay-per-view recaps and previews, matchmaking, predictions, strong opinions, compelling content, weekly things you'll learn, and more on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Three-minute rounds. We're underway in Knoxville.
Here's Vince Ferrara.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Don't say it, because I know I'm cute. Oh, baby. Louis, down to my drawers. LBR.
99.1, The Sports Animal. It's In the Cage MMA Radio. Great to have you with us once again. I am Vince Ferrar alongside Tim Loy, bringing you MMA discussion, 1 hour weekly show here on The Sports Animal. Tim Loy, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Hanging in there. Hoping we can get to May. Hoping we can bypass April and just get on to May.
Yeah, it is an unusual time. We thought we were going to have MMA, and now we're not. So we'll get into that in a second. Let's tell you what's coming up on the show. We're going to visit with Phil Murphy from ESPN. He's a reporter, host, and anchor, and covers MMA and the fight sports for ESPN, among other things. So we'll visit with him coming up next segment. We'll talk to Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman in our third segment. We'll check in and see how he's doing during this quarantine life. And then in our final segment, we'll wrap things up and run through a couple of things and have reaction to our two interviews as well in our lightning round, as we typically do in our final segment. So I want to thank all our medical personnel, everyone that is working in those essential positions right now that's keeping things going and at higher risk. Thank you so much for everything you do to try to get us closer to normalcy. Let's jump in. Our three big stories here in our first segment on In the Cage MMA Radio. And Tim, as I mentioned, UFC 249 was supposed to happen. Dana White says it could have happened. It is now canceled or postponed, however you want to phrase it. ESPN and Disney, highest of higher ups, told Dana White to stand down. So that show and all the other shows that were planned after that, not going to happen. You were one that was very confident and hopeful that we would see the UFC fight on April 18th. What's your reaction to us not getting it now?
Definitely a roller coaster of emotions, Vince. It's been kind of, up and down. I was pumped last week. I was excited for it. I was, it gave me something to kind of, look forward to over the next week and a half. And so definitely a bummer to hear the news. Definitely a letdown. We only got about 2 days of excitement and build for it before the rug was pulled out from underneath us. To me, man, I'm of the opinion that, who put the most publicity out there as far as the search for this venue? Who is really hyping that, Dana White, is he going to be able to pull it off? Is he going to be able to find this venue and this place to do this show on April 18th? I'll tell you who, ESPN. And so for ESPN to pull the rug out from underneath him and strong arm him into canceling this show, which obviously he's going to do because, that's his broadcast partner. He's got to take a step back. I think that's kind of Bush League on their end. They knew for 2 weeks or more leading up that he was scrambling around every day trying to make this happen, trying to work it out. Then when he works it out, they pull it out from underneath him, all the while covering this as a story. Dana White is out here looking for this spot. Is UFC going to happen? And then they're the ones to pull the rug out from underneath him. That's garbage.
Was it different people that made the decision? That's what we don't know, because some people think that, hey, it was the governor of California that really leaned on ESPN and Disney to make this decision. It could have very well been maybe that swayed them, or it was just different people that run the day-to-day that maybe made the ultimate decision from a PR standpoint or whatever to wait on it.
Well, you would have a hard time convincing me that the people that are the higher ups are not aware of their programming or don't have some sort of input or approval as to what's going on the air.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt. The coverage was certainly there. And then the timing of it was interesting too, because to your point, there was all of that discussion and all the interviews and steps along the way. And then suddenly it changed. So that's what we don't know is, did they know from the beginning? Did they change along the way? That's the tough part of it. So I said in that Brett Okamoto interview that, hey, I'm going to be the first sport back, and we could have made this happen. We had another venue, even if that one didn't work out. What kind of timeline are you thinking that we're talking about Dana White having to wait before he leads the way again?
I mean, I still think they'll be the first sport back. I do think that that is the case. I think that they've just got the ability to they could put a card together and on a 2-week notice and make it happen. So I do think they'll be the first ones back. You know, I would hope mid-May, give or take, if they are truly hoping to start opening things back up at the 1st of May. One would think that mid-May would give them a couple weeks to throw something together. You know, some places like Florida, you know, I think they're open to it. I feel like I saw some article where somebody with the Florida Commission may have like tweeted or put something out on social media, like saying, hey, UFC, bring it on. And of course, WWE is operating there as well. So I don't see a whole lot of difference in running with no crowds between those, you know, between WWE and UFC.
Well, Vince McMahon was able to get the WWE into essential business status. So maybe that's what Dana White did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if they're not having crowds there, I think you've got a comparable amount of production staff and talent on hand. So I think that could, I feel like that could work.
Tim Loy, Vince Ferrar here on In the Cage MMA Radio. All right, let's move to our second big point. And that's where the rest of MMA outside of the UFC stands. Bellator, other national organizations, they're not fighting for the most part right now as well. Then you have to take the regional organizations as well. And Tim is a matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge in the Southeast and based here in Knoxville. What's the future for some of those regional organizations, Tim, in terms of when the planning of when MMA might come back from that standpoint?
You know, I think that from what I'm hearing, a lot of your regional organizations are hoping to come back in May. You know, that is the kind of the word on the street is May, June is what we'd be looking at, as long as they start to ease up some of the restrictions on large gatherings. Say they were to do that at the beginning of May or begin to ease up on it in May, then that would give a month to 6 weeks if you were to look to go in June to put together a show and promote it. I feel like when we're able to come back, you still kind of got a little bit of a what if factor from both ends. You know, there's the train of thought that people are going to be excited to get back out because they haven't been allowed to congregate for a couple months by that point. So there'll be some excitement to get out and do it. And then of course, on the flip side of that coin, you've got the people that will still have some fear about getting out and wondering if it's too early and try to get back, you know, out there into the public where they may be subject to getting sick. So, you know, it's still kind of a double-edged sword there. And it's, you know, eventually you got to take the gamble and see what happens.
Yeah, and then booking the fights, too. I mean, you have to be ready for when you do come back, so you have to have fights. So now you're having to balance between, all right, do I try to put this fight together? There's always a possibility that it might not happen. That's got to be a really stressful, difficult balance for you and for everybody.
It's super tough, you know, because in an ideal world, fighters are going to want 6-8 weeks minimum to get ready for something. Now, that said, a lot of these guys have had fights scheduled, and so they are anxious and they're ready to go. But then you've got their gyms closed for this interim here, so they're not quite getting the training they would like to have. So it's really kind of a case-by-case basis. You've got to deal with these guys. And then you've also got to think, you know, you've got to have time to promote the show properly. You can't just say, you know, on a regional level where you depend on a live gate, you know, to be successful, you can't just say, you know, the week of the show, okay, we're going to have a show this week. Well, no, we have to have time to sell tickets. You have to have time to get, you know, advertising out there to let people know that we're having a show. It isn't like on the regional level, you've got the content rights fees that you get with UFC where you can run an empty arena show. All you got to do is get a fight card together, get the fighters in there, close it off. No, we got to be able to sell tickets.
Really reliant. Almost like people living in the corporate world make 6-7 figures versus those paycheck to paycheck. And a lot of times those regional organizations can't take a massive hit like that to continue operating and do it the same way, right?
Absolutely. You know, you're looking at risking $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 on an event if it tanks, you know, so you know, some people have the backing to be able to do that a time or two, you know, but you can't do too many of those and stay in business. You know, it's a calculated risk every time you put on an event. So, you know, if you roll a loser, a big loser, once or twice in a row, you can be out of the game.
All right, let's talk about our third big point and big story here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Let's talk about what we could see in the future in terms of MMA fights, Tim. We'll fly through these because there's a lot of them that I would like to see and would love your reaction to them. Let's start with what happens with Tony Ferguson. Does he get Habib first? Does he get, and that would come later in the year, does he get Justin Gaethje first? What would you most like to see, do you think, for that next fight?
Well, I think that, you know, what I'd like to see and what we will see are probably two different things. I don't think that, you know, with Habib being out with Ramadan and not being able to be back till the end of the summer, surely they're not going to keep Tony on the shelf after he's been ready, you know, for this spotlight. So I think we see Tony, like, pretty quick. I think, like, when they get back and running and, you know, whether it be May or June, I think we'll see Tony, you know, fighting before Habib.
And dude's talking about continuing to make weight too, just because, just because he's an animal.
Right. Oh yeah.
What about Conor McGregor? What do you most want to see for Conor McGregor? Is it Gaethje? Is it Diaz? Is it somebody else? What would be Tim Loy's choice in matchmaking for the next time we see Conor?
I personally would put him with Gaethje. I now, you know, it probably works out that Gaethje goes with Ferguson most likely, I guess, if they want to get Tony in action there. But I think it's an action fight. I think there's no way that is not a good fight. Someone's going to get knocked out. It very most likely will be Gaethje, but at the same time, Gaethje's going to be game. If you're looking to elevate Conor and move him on to a big fight after that, then it's kind of one of those calculated risks that, you know, Gaethje's going to give you a good fight, but it's going to be stylistically the fight that you want for Conor.
What would you think of another lightweight bout between Dan Hooker and Charles Oliveira, or is there some other matchup you'd rather see maybe Hooker in?
Hooker, that's a good one. I mean, Oliveira fight makes sense, I guess, but it's not something that it just like perks me up either. You know, that may be a fight that we end up seeing. I think that's probably a good realistic one, but as far as like what I would like to see, you know, coming off the win over Felder, wasn't there already some talk about him fighting, who was it?
Hooker and Poirier, I think it was.
Poirier. That's a fight that's an action fight that I think I would be more excited to see.
John Jones, do you want to see him with a rematch with Reyes? Do you want to see him with Blachowicz? So what do you think for John Jones? And who knows when we see him?
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I think that Blachowicz is probably the one that we're going to see. I think that is the one that they will do next. It's kind of the lazy one, if you will, but it makes sense, and you can't really tear it down. It's just kind of one of those placeholder ones that we just kind of expect John to just take care of business and get on to the next one while he kind of builds up something bigger.
Yeah, honestly, there's not a ton of options, as you know, in that light heavyweight division. Heavyweights, it's Stipe and Cormier. It starts and ends there, right?
Yeah. There's no other fight that really anyone cares to see. Is Stipe and Cormier. If Cormier fights again, you know, then, you know, who knows if that even happens. But I think Stipe and Cormier is the fight for sure. And there's really, you know, someone has to emerge from that other little pack beneath them, you know, in my opinion, that is a credible, like, challenger that we can really feel has a chance to upset Stipe. And I don't see that.
Yeah, I think they're good fights. I mean, we were going to see Ngannou and Rosenstruck. That's two versus six.
Yeah, that was going to be good. But, you know, Ngannou had, you know, he's still kind of working his way back from like that lackluster performance that he had when he really got the opportunity. So now, you know, he's shown it. He's getting, you know, he's getting his knockouts again. You know, that would be a good fight. I think Rosenstruck's undefeated. That'd definitely be a good one to put him back, you know, right there at the top.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to see Curtis Blaydes and maybe a Derek Lewis, an Alexander Volkov. Who would you like to see Blaydes in there with?
Man, I'm just not a huge Blaydes fan. There's something about it. I just can't really invest myself in his fights for whatever reason. So, like, I guess, you know, Blaydes Volkov's fine, you know, but, like, I don't – it's nothing that really – gets me excited, to tell you the truth. You know, there's really, he's just not a guy that I see as a guy that has a real good shot at to win the title, even when he gets there.
Another fight that's been discussed, because they've been up in each other's face, is a welterweight bout between Kamaru Usman and Jorge Masvidal. Is that one that you would put pretty high up on your want to see list?
Yeah, I'd love to see that fight. I think the buildup for it would be really good. It'd be fun, but I think stylistically it's terrible for Masvidal. I think Usman's just going to be so much bigger and stronger, and I think that Usman wins that fight, but I think the buildup to it would be exciting, and it'd definitely be entertaining.
What about a 1-2 in the welterweight division? Woodley, Covington, they've been yapping at each other, obviously, as well. Would you be intrigued by that?
That would be one that would be, you know, another good buildup. You know, to me, that's a good part of it, is just the excitement, the buildup to the fight, the anticipation to make my blood boil to want to see it. And that's one that both guys would hype the fight. And it's one that we're talking about maybe getting thrown together quick.
Right. The featherweight division, what's next? Volkanovski, he hasn't fought a lot of those guys. He's a fairly new champion. Is a Max Holloway rematch what you'd most want to see? Is it Ortega, who's at the number two spot? What do you think about Volkanovski and what we might see from him?
I think the Holloway rematch is probably the most likely. He's gone on the record and said that he wants to fight Max again, just to kind of cement that, you know, that win, that status is being the top guy. I think him and Ortega is still a fun fight, but I think Max will be the fight we see next.
Adesanya, Costa, Henry Cejudo, and Dominic Cruz, I think I saw that floated around, even though Cruz hasn't been in there in a while. In terms of the guys, any other fights out there that you'd like to see put together?
I mean, we're gonna see Adesanya and Costa. That's gonna happen. I'd say it happens not too long after we're back in action, probably, you know. If it'd be interesting to see if International Fight Week happens in July in Vegas, right, or not. You know, obviously that's probably going to be the home to, I would imagine they're putting together a big weekend for that now, if indeed it happens. But I would say that's a fight we're going to see. And then Cejudo Cruz, man, I was pretty pumped for that. Whenever they said that Aldo was going to be out and Cruz was in versus Cejudo, that one did it for me. I'm excited to see that fight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've always liked watching Dominic Cruz. In terms of the women, Andrade Namajunas was another fight that was originally going to happen. Is that at or near the top of the list of want to see fight among any of the women's divisions?
Yeah, I think that Andrade and Rose is a fight that we're probably going to see soon, especially with it just having been booked. I think they'll run right back to that. A redemption story for Rose. And then for me, I'm excited to see what Weili Zhang does next. You know, who are they going to give her next? Is it going to be time for them to go ahead and step Tatiana up? Is it going to be the winner of Rose and Andrade? You know, that's, to me, is kind of where the, you know, the curiosity lies in the women's division.
All right. This is fun. We can go on and on. There are a ton more that we could get into, but it's fun to kind of think about what the future might hold once the sport gets back going. So it's not about all reflecting on what isn't happening. It's still having some hope and looking into the future. So hope you enjoyed that, and maybe think of some of your own fights, and you can send those to us via social media as well. That's Tim Loy. I'm Vince Ferrara. We'll visit with ESPN reporter, host, and anchor Phil Murphy. That is next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
99.1 The Sports Animal. Tennessee AD Philip Fulmer and his wife Vicky with a special message.
Hello neighbors, to help the health of our community, we're asking everyone to stay at home as much as possible and practice social distancing.
Working together, we can stop the spread of COVID-19.
Do your part, stay apart.
99.1 The Sports Animal.
Former NFL All-Pro Pat McAfee has no filter.
Every day feels like a year, but we're in this damn thing together.
Get the NFL experience you won't hear anywhere else. From current players, Pat and his buddies.
I mean, you're going to learn a lot about the football. You're going to learn about stories about Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Jameis Winston, Brad Johnson. Hopefully we can, you know, give you a little time to escape from whatever.
Listen and subscribe to the
Pat McAfee Show 2.0.
Free wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Hey folks, it's Jake from Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville. During these uncertain times, we're making every effort to support you, our loyal customers. Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville cares. In an effort to assist you during these times, you can purchase a new 2020 Kia and we'll make all of your payments until 2021. You'll have zero money out of pocket until next year. If you're concerned about leaving home right now, take advantage of our express car delivery service. Let us know how we can earn your business and, more importantly, your friendship. Only at Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville, I-75 at Callahan Drive.
Hi, I'm David Brewster, owner of Aqua Clear Water Systems. The next time you're hauling heavy bottles of water, think, why am I doing this? With an award-winning Connecticut water system from Aqua Clear, I could make my own clean, fresh water. Better than bottled. Give us a call at 865-694-1725 or find us on the web at aquaclearws.com.
Hey, this is Ainge here. If you're planning to sell your home, you want to work with the very best. Agent selection really does matter. That's why I recommend you call Tracy King, Knoxville's Real Estate Authority with Kings of Real Estate. Tracy King will help you get the most money for your home sale. That's because Tracy already has the buyers and creates demand and multiple offers, just like he did for sellers on 229 Nicely Trail in Powell, selling their home even before it hit the MLS. They were amazed because they had their home previously listed for 6 months with another agent and it didn't sell. With Tracy King, your home may already be sold through Tracy's Home Buyers in Waiting program. And if Tracy can't sell your home at your agreed-to price, he will buy it himself, guaranteed in writing. Call Knoxville's Real Estate Authority, Tracy King, at 365-2323. That's 365-2323. And start packing.
Since its beginning in 1968, Kitchen Sales has been Knoxville's source for fine kitchen and bathroom cabinetry. Besides carrying one of the largest selections in cabinets you'll find anywhere in East Tennessee, Kitchen Sales prides itself in being competitive with salvage store pricing while still offering free in-home consultation and design services. Kitchen Sales offers cabinets ranging from a low-budget line to a fully custom line. Whether it's a remodel, new construction, or a commercial job, their only goal is to make you a satisfied customer. Kitchen Sales experts will work with every customer to make their dreams become a reality. Don't forget to ask an expert about countertops, appliances, and available financing. Two locations, downtown at 2500 Hoyt Avenue, just off of Cherry Street on I-40, and in West Knoxville at 8859 Town and Country Circle. Kitchen Sales is ready to turn your home into a showplace. From design services to project completion, your one stop should be Kitchen Sales. For more information, check out their website, kitchensales.net.
Now it's time for In the Cage MMA Radio's weekly marquee interview, letting you hear from the personalities inside the sport. In the Cage.
One, two, three. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
99.1, the Sports Animal, here on In the Cage MMA Radio. I'm Vince Ferrara. Tim Loy will rejoin us in just a little bit. And don't forget, Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman on the way. In our next segment, we'll talk to a UFC lightweight based here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Right now, let's talk about UFC 249 that almost happened, the island and everything else that was happening in the UFC world with Dana White. We bring in from ESPN, reporter, host, anchor, covers MMA and the fight sports and much more for ESPN and ESPN International. Phil Murphy rejoins us here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Hey, Phil, Vince in Knoxville. How you doing during this quarantine period?
Vince, I'm doing pretty well, man. Trying to stay busy, just trying to stay, I guess, honestly, for me, mentally healthy, checking different goals during the day, whether it's painting a room here in my basement or going out for a run in the neighborhood when weather and conditions allow. So doing it pretty well so far, but, you know, might have a few more weeks of this.
Let's get to Dana White. He was adamant, and even when doing that Brett Okamoto interview with ESPN, he said, look, I could have made this happen, but the hires of the higher-ups at Disney and ESPN told me to stand down, and I did. What'd you make of this series of UFC events almost happening and then not happening?
First, I believe Dana. I believe that he could have pulled it off, and had there not been intervention from some of his colleagues and, in some sense, bosses, the people who, you know, pay for the UFC to be on air, I think we would be talking about Tony Ferguson against Justin Gaethje here in a couple of days at UFC 249, Tachi Palace, the old WEC stomping grounds in Northern California. What do I make of it? I think it is for the best, because I think it was inevitable that somebody would have tested positive as a result of this, just given the proximity of these fighters, how closely they train, having to import medical people to check the fighters out pre-fight, post-fight weigh-ins. If you've ever been to one of these events, it's impossible to do so without very close interaction amongst a number of people. So risk reward. I think it's definitely better in the grand scheme of things that things were put on pause for 3 or 4 weeks at least. And going forward after this, you look at with these fights being paused, we're just going to get a higher concentration of events whenever fights resume, whether that's mid-May as Ariel Helwani's reporting, or maybe later in the summer if the COVID severity continues to be at a high level nationwide.
So you believe Dana when he says we're going to be the first sport back?
I do. I only because the first opportunity he gets anywhere, he's going to jump on. And you look at the other sports in the American landscape, again, you know, German soccer is going to start first week of May. They were really ahead of the curve on testing. I don't think the UFC is going to beat them, but if you look at purely an American sense, the NBA said, Adam Silver at least said, I'm not going to make a decision until May 1st. And Brian Windhorst is reporting there's a 25-day back-to-basketball plan. So they're talking May 26th. Ariel Helwani the other day on his DC and Helwani show reported May 16th is the date that he's heard a lot of fighters targeted, where Nevada may reopen the doors, the Apex Training Center hosting events, and doing so maybe even multiple times per week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday type things, just to get a lot of fights back in the door, get the TV rights back up. Dana says he's committed to 42 live events this year. He says that's still his target. So we're running out of weeks to hit that number. You're going to have to see a couple weekends with multiple fights. And I think that's one way they do it. So as long as the trajectory remains positive in Nevada, that I think is the likeliest scenario.
We're visiting with Phil Murphy from ESPN, talking MMA and UFC. Tachi Palace is different from the island. Explain all that, what you know about that.
Well, Tachi Palace, it's on Native American ground, so they're not subject to the state commission. They can operate as the UFC was planning on doing, as they do internationally, countries that don't have athletic commissions. The UFC was going to be their own commission. Now, there would have been mechanisms in place where the governor could have escalated it. It never got to that point. Dana White says he got a phone call from Disney and ESPN. They asked him to stand down for a few weeks. But the Tachi Palace is somewhere you and I could drive in Northern California. The Fight Island, that is not the case. As Dana White has said, it is a private island that he has purchased that they are planning on ramping up to be able to host events that would not be subject to a lot of U.S. laws. It would allow some international athletes to compete. Athletes could come in and not have to go through a two-week quarantine as they would if they came from some countries. He says the infrastructure needs to be built there. It'll take a month or two to get that up and running, but it seems like that ball is rolling, and as necessity breeds innovation, it seems like that little light bubble that went on above Dana White's head to purchase Fight Island hasn't gone away. So I think even if the Apex facility gets up and running in May, it's something he's going to hold off on so he can have a venue for international athletes to compete in the interim until we return to normalcy, at least in the fight world.
Talking to Phil Murphy from ESPN here on In the Cage MMA Radio. The Ferguson-Habib fight, is that what we get next, or will that take months before we can see it? Would a short-term Ferguson-Gaethje fight be more likely to happen?
Well, something you have to remember with Khabib Nurmagomedov, he is a devout Muslim. He observes Ramadan. So starting, I believe it's May 23rd, and I apologize if I'm off on the date, somewhere in that late May period, he begins fasting. And he says after that, he needs 7, 8, 10 weeks to get back to where he can even start a fight camp. So if you start looking at the calendar, we won't see Khabib compete before August. Now, it may work out fortuitously because that August card is rumored to be in Northern California, not far from where he trains. So if Ferguson is willing to hit the pause button, that Khabib fight is out there in August. But if there's that big money Gaethje fight that he's interested in the interim, because El Kakui Tony Ferguson is his own beast. I mean, in a sport replete with characters, he is one of a kind. This fight's been canceled. He still says he wants to make championship weight Friday morning just for fun. Universally, fighters say that is the most miserable part of camp, is cutting weight and making weight. He's just going to do it just so he can finish the process. But if he gets a phone call from Dana and says, hey, man, look, the interim lightweight title's back on the table. I'm going to have you fight Justin Gaethje Memorial Day weekend at the Apex. You're going to be the main event. I would tend to think Tony Ferguson, in my brief personal interactions with him, I think he would say yes. But Habib's true title defense, I think, will be August, September in all reality. And again, that's assuming that we can be back to normal, whether that is a major pay-per-view, whether that's with fans in attendance. I think those are more of a long stretch. That may be an empty arena scenario, but the timetable for that, I think, is August, September.
What else would you want to see in terms of fights Give me a little matchmaking of a fight or two, whether it's been discussed or not, that you would like to see once we get back going.
I mean, honestly, I don't have to get too creative because what we saw that was on the table for UFC 249 was fantastic. Rose Namajunas against Jessica Andrade, the rematch from their fight in Brazil. I was in Rio for that, UFC 237. First round, Rose piecing up Andrade. She makes a mistake. Andrade slams her on her head, knockout slam. I mean, that fight we were all itching to see again. I know Rose lost a family member or two recently to the coronavirus. So whether she wants to compete again, that's totally her prerogative. But just in terms of matchmaking, I would love to see that fight again. Ngannou, Rozenstruik, I mean, two just beasts. That fight wouldn't go longer than 5 minutes. Anytime you get two just one-hitter quitter heavyweights, you can pair them together. I would love to see that. And in the lightweight division, this is one that may have to take place on Fight Island, but Dan Hooker against Dustin Poirier, that was slated for a main event on the 16th of May in San Diego. And that was Hooker coming off of what would have been, I think, a 13-week layoff after his exciting win over Paul Felder on home soil, him taking the next step in that deep division, Dustin Poirier trying to get one more shot at putting together a championship-level resume, beating an up-and-comer to just really technically sound, tough dudes. I would really like to see that again. But again, with New Zealand and potentially some issues with international travel, that may have to wait for Fight Island. But what a main event that would be. UFC Fight Island 1, Hooker v. Poirier. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, no doubt. What are you working on right now from home base there, Phil?
So welcome to my studio. we produce a couple sports centers out of here. I do a sports center for Australia, one for the UK, one for Singapore, and we have a couple other markets we're working on pilots for. Basically, world sport is still rolling, and all the complexities we have here are the same thing with European soccer and rugby league and footy, AFL in Australia. So we're touching on those stories there. I host SportsCenter internationally as my primary job. I love MMA. I cover MMA a fair bit for ESPN, but we have guys, Brett Okamoto, Ariel Helwani, Marker Monday, they do it much more regularly and at an extremely high level. So I primarily fill in the international space. We haven't gotten back going there yet in this new setup, but I think once fight cards get announced, we'll have our show, UFC Fight Camp, back in Australia and in the UK. And I do a baseball show for BT Sport called Caps Off. And that's what I'll be taping today, which is why I'm a little more casual. And so we have this backdrop behind me, some of my sports photos. My wife put this portrait wall together on one of my recent travels. So I think it's kind of cool, and it actually works now for a studio. And then my small 70-inch roll-around monitor when we need graphics. So that keeps me busy 3, 4, 5 days a week. So it's actually been pretty cool to be here and just, you know, produce content from home and then go upstairs, play with my dogs, and hang with my wife. It's not a bad life.
No. And when you stay busy, it keeps your mind off of all the negativity and everything. So glad everything's going for you really well. And again, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Always nice to catch up with you, Phil.
Brother, great to chat with you. Let's talk soon.
All right. That is Phil Murphy, reporter, host, and anchor for ESPN and ESPN International, talking some MMA with us here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman is next on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Close your eyes. Let your mind escape. It's a beautiful day. The sky is a brilliant blue and temperatures are soaring. Now is the time to make your dream come true. Call Pools by Heritage and enjoy your new pool this summer. For over 30 years, Heritage has been building quality gunite pools. From design and construction to maintenance, Heritage does everything in-house. Plus, Heritage can add an outdoor kitchen, pool house, outdoor fireplace, or fire pit. Call 947-7527 or learn more at poolsbyheritage.com.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. Put your mortgage on a quarantine right now. Put your credit cards and other bills on a permanent quarantine forever. Home Rate Mortgage is here to help. 805-9100, homeratemortgage.com.
Since its beginning in 1968, Kitchen Sales has been Knoxville's source for fine kitchen and bathroom cabinetry. Besides carrying one of the largest selections in cabinets you'll find anywhere in East Tennessee, Kitchen Sales prides itself in being competitive with salvage store pricing while still offering free in-home consultation and design services. Kitchen Sales offers cabinets ranging from a low-budget line to a fully custom line. Whether it's a remodel, new construction, or a commercial job, their only goal is to make you a satisfied customer. Kitchen Sales experts will work with every customer customer to make their dreams become a reality. Don't forget to ask an expert about countertops, appliances, and available financing. Two locations, downtown at 2500 Hoyt Avenue, just off of Cherry Street on I-40, and in West Knoxville at 8859 Town and Country Circle. Kitchen Sales is ready to turn your home into a showplace. From design services to project completion, your one stop should be Kitchen Sales. For more information, check out their website, kitchensales.net.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt, because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Your Coyote dealer is Green's Tractor Company in Sneedville. Call 423-733-2272 or go to greenstractor.com.
This is a commercial announcement.
Did China really cover up the coronavirus outbreak? Are they telling us the full truth of where the virus came from and how many of their people were really infected? Are they also holding back critical medical supplies? Now, Greg Kelly Reports gives the shocking answers to those questions on Newsmax TV. So tune into Greg Kelly Reports tonight on Newsmax TV. It's already the fastest growing cable news channel in America, carried on every major cable system, including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and more. Just check your cable guide today. And don't forget to vote in Newsmax's national poll, asking Americans if they support President Trump's handling of the crisis. It's easy to vote. Just text the word OPEN to 39747. That's OPEN to 39747. Let your voice be heard about President Trump. Just text the word OPEN to 39747 and watch Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
What big events are coming up in MMA?
Well, right now, Vince and Tim have the answers.
This is the pay-per-view and MMA show preview on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about.
In the Cage MMA Radio, I'm Vince Ferrara. Tim Lawyer will join us in just a little bit. Let's welcome in UFC lightweight Hot Sauce. Scott Holtzman joins us. Hot Sauce, how you doing through all this, sir?
Doing great, Vince. Thanks for having me on, man. It's good to see you again. Pleasant. Somebody from the MMA world during this quarantine, so I'm getting through it.
Good. You know, fighters that we've talked to and heard, they've talked about how really they're training their, you know, maybe their everyday lives are different because of the quarantine, but they're still getting in pretty regular, similar type of workouts. What's been a workout regimen for you during this period?
I've been going pretty hard. I haven't really been doing anything MMA related. You know, I thought it would pass pretty quickly, but here we are 4, 5, 6 weeks in. I don't even know how long. So I've been working out 6 days a week. I think my goal right now is to just maintain a good physical base. So I've been doing general physical workouts. I have a small workout group of like-minded guys, a couple other professional athletes, and we're all trying to quarantine and do the right thing. And but we're also realized that part of our job is staying in good physical condition. So we've gotten together 6 days a week for the past 4 or 5 weeks since everybody's been home and working hard and getting after it. But I do have my home punching bag. It was on the front porch yesterday. So I'm just waiting on my stand now, and I'll be getting after it in the basement on the punching bag. So gotta start getting back into it.
Outstanding. We're visiting with Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman from Shield Systems in Knoxville, UFC lightweight, here on In the Cage MMA Radio on 99.1 The Sports Animal. You hear a lot of criticism, obviously, for Dana White and wanting to put together those shows. There's the thought that, hey, the fighters are at risk and there's that health concern. You and many other fighters willing to fight during that period. I saw you put your hand up on social media and say, hey, let's go. Why is it that you maybe don't have the level of concerns that a lot of people on the outside might about fighters' health during this period?
It's not that I don't have the level of concern. I mean, obviously it's a double-edged sword, right? Like, Dana White's getting a lot of praise and he's also getting a lot of criticism. And of course I knew that I'd be open to the criticism if I put my name in the hat for that. I mean, you got to hand it to Dana. He's trying to get us paid. You know, we're obviously, it's no secret, we're not rich or anything. A couple guys are, but he's doing what he can to get us paid, which, you know, you have to commend that. But at the same time, you don't want to bring this thing home to your family, to your community, to your town. you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I was kind of tuning up to fight again before they canceled last week, before they canceled 249. I mean, all I knew was 249 was going to go and then it was going to be business as usual. So I thought I better be ready to go. And I just thought it was a situation where I could capitalize on, you know, on some things where maybe there weren't as many fighters in the pipeline to fight. My mindset was, you know, had a really good start to the year, February, beat Jim Miller, got some bonuses, so on and so forth. So all I knew was I was setting myself up for a really big year, the biggest year of my entire career. And now all of a sudden, don't know if I'm going to be able to even fight again this year. So with a newborn baby and all that, it's a different sort of pressure. First and foremost is taking care of my family. And the way I do that is I put bread on the table. And the way I put bread on the table is by working. So, you know, I was prepared to get back to work to do that.
No doubt. Scott Holtzman joining us here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Tim Loy and I were kind of looking through those lightweight rankings and wondering, all right, what's a path to get Hot Sauce into those rankings? And, you know, looking at, all right, this guy loses at 15, then maybe he drops out and you slide up a little bit. I know that's not at the top of your priority list right now. You're just worried about getting back there. Do you still think that you are maybe one win away whenever it gets back going to finally get into those rankings that you probably deserve to be in?
Yeah, I think so. Last time I checked, I think I used, I don't know if I used Tapology or Fight Matrix. I'm not sure, but I was ranked 20 or 21. So I'm not far off. And before all this, you know, we were in talks to fight again in June. You know, it was almost time for me to fight again. But I know a lot of the top 15 guys were all tied up. So right. Once you get to where I'm at, there's only a handful of guys you could fight. You have to fight the guys right around you. And, you know, then one of them, one out of five is injured, three out of five have fights already. And then maybe there's one guy who's open and, you know, he may or may not be as highly ranked as you want him to be, but there were a couple guys. I know Benel Dariush, we kind of talked about that. I think the matchmakers liked it. He's ranked up there a little ahead of me too. So coming off a big win, I just need a guy to boost me up into those rankings, but it's definitely one win. If not, if one of those ranked guys doesn't have an opponent, I'll step in.
And Dariush would be an action fight, no doubt, right?
Yeah, for sure. He likes to throw down a little bit and he's been around, got a good name and obviously pretty big win, but that'd be a good fight for sure.
A lot of people are focused on the UFC, but you have teammates, Shield Systems, and a lot of fighters are on the regional level and they have decisions to make as well. And those, I guess, as you probably know, could get complicated in working with state and local government agencies to when they're allowed to do things. Do you think we'll see maybe the regional circuit return before the UFC, or will it go the other way around? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that, man, because I know that those regional circuits depend on, you know, those local permits to operate. So I think it's going to come down to the county and each city that they're in, but I hope so, man. I know Valor Fights and Tim Loy, those guys have done a good job building up that organization and getting to where it's at now. So, and fortunately, you know, we have some MMA in Knoxville. So I would like to see that again. However, I would like to speak on some local MMA real quick. My boy Dahmer, the Bosnian Barn Cat, fought for that title not too long ago, and I cornered him there, and it's always fun to be at those shows, but I did have a qualm with the decision, and I know they turned it into a no contest and took that win away from him, but I do want to say that was not deserved. It was a wrong call by the referee, and I love Jimmy Neely. He's the man. That wasn't the right call that night. I was sitting right in the corner. The guy wanted out of the fight. He turned away from the fight. He wasn't properly protecting himself. So the fight should have been stopped. And of course, he wasn't going to say that he could continue. So you got a kid like Dahmer who's on the brink of breaking into the UFC and the Contender Series and all that, and you take a win away from him is pretty detrimental to his career. So he handled it pretty well. I probably wouldn't have handled it that well. I might have been after some people's heads. Kudos to him. As you can see, I'm still heated about it. So just wanted to say my piece. I think obviously they don't ever overturn anything, but you're messing with a young kid's career and his dreams and all that. I know that he said openly a few times before that fight that if the fight didn't go his way, he was planning on retiring from MMA. So, you know, who knows where he's at now. Hopefully he still continues because he's ultra talented. He's UFC level talent, and it's a shame that he worked so hard to win that fight and they took it away from him like that.
Yeah, that was a title challenging fight against David Robbins. Disagreements with refs happen, but usually nothing changes after the fact.
No, I don't think in my entire career I've never seen anything be overturned by whatever sanctioning body. I'm not sure who Valor uses now. I've never seen those guys, but it's never overturned.
Hey, one sport that you want back besides MMA, if you get anything back here the rest of 2020, which sport do you want back?
Oh man, that's a tough one because right now it's not really my season. I'm probably football, NFL guy. Mm-hmm. So I prefer that. I'm not a big basketball, and I'll do baseball some because I have a couple friends who play, but I don't know. It's got to be fighting right now. I do miss fighting. Mm-hmm. Obviously I'm, you know, immersed in it every day, and it's pretty much my life now, but when it is rolling and I have a fight scheduled or don't always like to watch it, but right now I'm missing it for sure.
Hot Sauce, we'll let you go. Thanks so much. Stay after it, and we'll catch up with you soon. Stay healthy, all right?
Yeah, appreciate it, Vince. Take care, man.
All right, you too. That is Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman. I'm Vince Ferrara. It's In the Cage, MMA Radio.
When special guests call in to 99.1 The Sports Animal, you hear them on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, stanleyfence.com.
Lexus of Knoxville takes pride in keeping you and our associates safe and healthy as possible. As we continue to monitor COVID-19 and flatten the curve, we want you to feel comfortable to make an appointment for sales or service at 865-218-1500. We've taken significant measures to reduce costs for all of your automotive needs, regular maintenance, or tires, and every vehicle is being treated with antimicrobial sanitizer for your protection. Call for an appointment, 865-218-1500, or shop online at lexusofknoxville.com.
The moments are etched in our memories.
Dale Jones just reached out and picked it out of midair.
The mental images as clear as the moment they happen.
And the pass is going to be caught by Tennessee.
Tennessee wins!
Your heart still races to hear the play.
Bottom, king of the Volunteers.
There's nothing like hearing the call in the moment.
Redshaw lays it up and in.
Now, you have the chance to relive many of the greatest moments in Tennessee's sports history. 99.1 The Sports Animal is bringing you a rebroadcast of several of the greatest games in Volunteer sports lore.
60 yards.
To the 10, to the checkerboard.
Relive these moments and share them with those too young to remember right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
The national champion is clad in big orange.
Hear John Ward's final football broadcast with the 1998 national championship game Saturday at noon on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Toyota Knoxville takes pride in keeping you and our associates safe and healthy as possible. As we continue to monitor COVID-19 and flatten the curve, we want you to feel comfortable to make an appointment for sales or service at 865-218-3300. We've taken significant measures to reduce costs for all your automotive needs, regular maintenance or tires, and every vehicle is being treated with an antimicrobial sanitizer for your protection. Call for an appointment, 865-218-3300, or buy online at toyotaknoxville.com.
It's Eric Ainge. With so much uncertainty right now, are you concerned that you could lose all the equity in your home? We've seen it before. The best advice we can give you is to talk to Knoxville's real estate authority, Tracy King, with Kings of Real Estate. I know and trust Tracy King, so you can too. Whether you have questions on buying or selling a home, interest rates, your home's value, the rental market, Tracy King will be your straightforward and honest advisor. Call him for a no-obligation consultation. 1 5-minute call with Tracy will empower you to learn and get options on what will best fit your situation. Don't risk losing your home's equity. Tracy sells homes faster and for more money. And get this, Tracy King guarantees to sell your home or he will buy it. You have questions, and with all of the confusion of today's market, there's no better time to have an expert on your side. All you have to do is call the one I would trust, and that's Tracy King at 365-2323. That's 365-2323, and start packing.
The proceeding was a paid announcement.
Hey, Will West here with Andrew Henderson from Fitness Together. Andrew, the biggest reason people tell me that they can't get their training and exercise in is they just don't have time.
In 45-minute focus sessions, we address your strength, your cardio, your flexibility, your balance, your core. We hit it all.
And Andrew, right now you're offering a great deal for the listeners.
Absolutely. Come in, try it. There's a complimentary trial session and consultation. If you like it, we'll take $100 off your 3-month Jumpstart program.
KnoxFT.com, KnoxFT.com for Fitness Together.
There's still a lot of MMA to tell you about and react to.
Since we're short on time, we'll have to make it quick. But we promise it'll be good.
Here's the MMA Lightning Round on In the Cage MMA Radio.
You slip your finger through the tear in my t-shirt. You're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on.
Welcome back to In the Cage MMA Radio with Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrar here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. I had a couple of guests today in Phil Murphy from ESPN and Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman. First, let's start with the Phil Murphy interview. He talked about some of those fights, Tim, that we were kind of going through and what he'd like to see. What stood out from our conversation with Phil Murphy?
It's interesting to get the point of view from, you know, from an ESPN guy, you know, after I just totally trashed on ESPN earlier, no doubt. But you know, he's a guy that's he's well-spoken, and he's kind of got his ear to the ground there. And I think that, you know, he definitely gives some good insight on, you know, what we can expect when we get back. And, you know, he was kind of saying mid-May is kind of what he's hearing. So that's promising to hear, at least. You know, I can make it another month, right?
Yeah, light at the end of the tunnel. That's what will certainly help. Visit with Hot Sauce as well. And he pointed out that Dahmer fight that was controversial against David Robbins, I guess it was the last VFC fight, right? Controversial decision. Kind of explain that, where Scott's coming from and your reaction to that.
Yeah, you know, we've gone over it at this point a few times, and I feel like, you know, the standpoint from the promotion has been fairly clear. You know, we recognize Demir as our champion. Every time that we've been asked about it, we felt like he won the fight. We felt like the decision was wrong. You know, so that, you know, Demir got the winner's share of the purse and wasn't asked for any money back. So to kind of throw out those they's and instead of like he or, you know, Jimmy Neely is the only person that there can be any fault with. You know, if he doesn't like the decision of Jimmy Neely, then that's understandable. I agree with him. Yeah, I've gone so far as to even get on a phone call with Demir and Jimmy to try to plead Demir's case for him. But at the end of the day, Jimmy followed the rule. You know, the rule is what the rule is. And so I don't think there's any sort of shenanigans going on here or any kind of like they killed Dahmer's career or anything like that is a little bit out of line.
It's tough. There's going to be decisions that you're not happy with, and Scott's defended his guy and his teammate. So,
sure. And yeah. I'll say this, you know, he also mentioned he didn't know who Valor was using anymore as far as sanctioning, and he does know. It's the Tennessee Athletic Commission, as any professional licensed show would have to do. It's not a fly-by-night organization. It's the Tennessee Athletic Commission, and, you know, Scott's fought in the UFC many times. He knows how athletic commissions work, so it's unfortunate. I don't agree with the decision, but, you know, let's keep our focus on where the true gripe lies.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we don't get a chance to find out whether Demir could have gotten that contender series or whatever, even despite that. He may have been able to overcome that, but we don't know that the way the current status of, sure, of the world in MMA right now.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of guys were hoping to get on that contender series that would be happening, you know, I assume, very soon. At the very least, they'd be getting ready to roll that out. I'd say the cards at the very least would be done. And so a lot of guys missing out on that opportunity.
Some of you may have noticed on the video bouncing around the different views, just trying to set up and try new backgrounds here in our video recording. But Tim, for a few weeks, we're going to take off till MMA returns. And it sounds like it could be in May, and we hope it certainly is. But on the show, we're going to take a break for a couple of weeks, and we will be back strong. And I encourage everyone, if you want to get your MMA fix, you can go back and listen to any of our show archives, wherever you get your podcast or on the show page at 99.1 The Sports Animal. It's so much fun to do the show, and we will certainly be back. But, you know, just like everybody else, we're going to kind of wait for the sport to get back going. And I know you guys have a lot to do to try to get VFC going as well.
Yeah, you know, that's this is kind of a day-by-day thing. We hopefully start seeing some of these restrictions lifted as far as being able to put together large-scale events, but we'll get rolling sooner rather than later.
You can find Tim on Facebook and hit up Valor Fighting Challenge on Facebook as well, and me on Twitter at Vince Sports. Thanks so much for listening to the show and supporting us, and we'll be back as soon as the sport of MMA is back here Wednesday nights, 8 until 9. Tim, be safe. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Likewise, Vince.
That is Tim Loy, matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge. I am Vince Ferrara. This is In the Cage, MMA Radio on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
This is Jimmy Himes, and I'm with Tom Cambron with Pipe Wrench Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Tell us a little bit about where you're located and where you're operating from.
Jimmy, we're located on Pellissippi Parkway, close to the corner of Lovell and Pellissippi, right across from Tusculum College.
How long have you been in operation?
We've been serving in the greater Knoxville area for over 20 years, Jimmy.
How'd you get started?
My dad was doing it. I went to school for it. Been doing it, 40-something years now.
And this is a family-owned company, correct?
It is. My daughter's right behind me, and she's probably better than I am.
What does she do?
She runs the business. She is the man.
Just talk a little bit about the heating, plumbing, and cooling needs that you provide at Pipe Wrench.
If water or air runs through it, Jimmy, we can do it.
And if somebody schedules an appointment, it's same-day service, right?
Oh, same-day service guaranteed, or the visit is free.
All right. Pipe Wrench, same-day service or the visit is free, serving the greater Knoxville area. Call Pipe Wrench or go to their website, pipewrench.com.
Physical activity and the great outdoors are essential to our mental and physical health, now and always. With spring and beautiful East Tennessee weather upon us, there's no better time to get out and golf. Go online to 991thesportsanimal.com for the 2020 East Tennessee Golf Card, presented by Edwin Watts Golf. For less than half price, you can play 18 holes with a cart at 15 great courses. Sevierville Country Club, the greens at Deerfield, Ruggles Ferry, Wild Laurel, Patriot Hills, Williams Creeks, Three Ridges, Toqua, Tanassee, and Kahidi of Teleco Village, Whittle Springs, Dandridge Golf and Country Club, Clinchview, Knoxville Municipal, and Woodlake make up this year's golf cards, giving you access to premier courses at unbeatable values. These cards are valued at more than $340 each, but they can be yours for just $139 a piece. Go online to 991thesportsanimal.com to get yours.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Stay connected with best-in-class voiceover IP. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
When there's stuff that you want gone, give a buzz to Junk Be Gone.
Hey, Will, it's time to call Junk Be Gone and get rid of all that stuff we don't want.
Sounds good, Josh. What do you think? Driveway dumpster or full service?
Well, I'm thinking driveway dumpster. Junk Be Gone drops it off, we get to load it up for up to 7 days, and they come pick it up. Goodbye, junk.
I don't know, Josh. I'd go with Junk Be Gone's full service. You just call them, they do all the loading. No sweat, no hassle. You just point and smile.
No, I like the idea that we can take our time with the driveway dumpster. In just 7 days, we can go through the whole office and get rid of what we don't want.
I understand, but with Junk Be Gone's two-man team, they can carry out that old ratty couch from the green room or take down that old desk upstairs that has a leg missing, all while I watch the game.
Okay, Will, let's just agree to disagree. I'll go with the driveway dumpster. You can be lazy and call full service.
Whether you choose Junk Be Gone's full service or their driveway dumpster, give a buzz to Junk Be Gone at 865-675-JUNK or book online now at junkbegone.biz.
Give a buzz to Junk Be Gone.
Thanks for listening to In the Cage MMA Radio as Vince and Tim bring you inside the fight game of MMA with this unique weekly one-hour show. Join us again next Wednesday night, 8 to 9 on 99.1, The Sports Animal.